A major Chilkat Valley timber sale moves forward, and shrimp permits will soon be required in Southeast Alaska. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The University of Alaska is moving forward with a major timber sale in the Chilkat Valley. The Board of Regents voted 9-1 to approve a development and disposal plan at a special meeting today. UA President Jim Johnson addressed Regents.
When we harvest our timber, we do it well. If we were to only sell this land, who knows how well it would be harvested and the kinds of values that that organization would apply to this particular project. We have a high standard, and we follow that standard as we develop these lands.
In March, the university announced it was entering into a negotiated sale on about 13,000 acres of land near Haines and Clukwan, including acreage in the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. UA hopes to generate 150 million board feet and $10 million in revenue from the sale. Regents were set to approve the development plan last month, but delayed a decision until more information could be presented. Today, Regent Andy Tuber was the only one to vote against the approval.
I'm generally very supportive of all the recommendations that come from management and from President Johnson as well. I just am not particularly fond of the approach that we're taking on this for the return that's deemed to be forthcoming over the course of time. I think it's somewhat dismissive to the substantial number of comments and concerns that were delivered respectfully to the Board of Regents.
Regent Dale Anderson spoke in favor of moving forward, particularly because of the economic opportunities for the university and local residents.
Our fiduciary responsibility as board members is to the University of Alaska and the well-being of that school, of that university. And so I encourage all of us to take very, very close look at our intent in our votes to know that that's where our loyalty lies.
Now that this step is complete, the university's land management office will move forward in negotiations with the interested buyer. A negotiated agreement will be brought back to the board for approval later this summer. KHNS will have a more detailed story on Tuesday's meeting in tomorrow's newscast. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is now requiring state residents to obtain a permit for subsistence and personal use shrimping in Southeast. It's free and will help biologists get a better understanding of stocks.
In the past, we've never had any harvest reports for subsistence and personal use shrimping.
Haines Area Management Biologist Wyatt Ray Fournier says this permit is meant to be a tool for ADF&G.
And those two shrimping efforts, subsistence and personal use, are for state residents only, so it's kind of a local thing. And there is no limit on the harvest, and it's open year-round.
Only one area of Southeast has bag and possession limits, Sitka's District 13. Because of the nature of the fishery, Ray Fournier says the department wanted to get a handle on how many shrimp are being harvested.
That way we can add it to our commercial harvest, and it helps us do better in assessing the total population.
Ray Fournier says shrimp stocks can be difficult to assess.
Especially up here because we don't have as large of a fishery in the Haines area, Skagway area. We don't have a huge commercial fishery area, so we don't have any research surveys that would also help us with those abundance estimates. So by having our other resource users, our subsistence and personal use resource users, document how many shrimp they're harvesting, it's really going to give the managers another tool to help kind of estimate populations.
That means closing or expanding areas as stocks are assessed. The permit is region-wide and can be obtained online.
And then you can select your location to make sure you're adhering to the specific open areas. And as those are all reported, they'll go into our central database, and we will have a really good idea of how many shrimp are being caught out there.
Earlier this year, ADF&G moved subsistence and personal use salmon permits online,
where now you can get your permit at home and you can report your harvest at home. And so we're trying to make it even more available to our folks in the state, especially as internet's been more and more available.
Subsistence and personal use shrimp permits are for Alaska residents only. Out-of-state residents need a sport permit.
And sport shrimp permits do have harvest limits and do have other restrictions because they're for non-residents, and that also is available online.
Subsistence and personal use shrimping permits and sport permits are required starting June 25th. They're available at www.adfg.alaska.gov/store. The Public Affairs Network C-SPAN is making a stop in Haines tomorrow. The hour-long visit is part of the network's tour of the state. The C-SPAN bus is also visiting Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage for its ongoing C-SPAN Cities Tour. This is the network's first extended visit to Alaska in 22 years. The bus will be parked outside the Haynesboro Administration Building from 2:30 to 3:45 p.m. on Wednesday, June 20th, before departing for Fairbanks. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.